Sadhana, first of all, should be done in such a way that when you give your time to God, you don't care for anybody. That is the right way to do sadhana. You keep your sadhana for 10, 15, 20 or half an hour, you finish your sadhana and then go. No matter if that was calling or that was para para calling. Because God is the para of paras. You understand that? I know sometimes the mothers are in a predicament when a child cries for the time. There's a sound on the door. I know this. Sometimes the father-in-law calls and the mother-in-law calls. But this is all maya. But there will come a time when you are determined that your sadhana come first and you make it known to everybody, look, I must do this sadhana. The same question arises, you know, what Narayan asked me just now. Supposing Narayan say you're fasting and your father-in-law, your mother-in-law and your husband say you must eat today. Lovingly I say eat. Now will you leave all your fasting and start eating rather? That's a question. So you have to be determined. I know it's very difficult. But nevertheless, no matter how difficult it is a fact that when you give yourself to God, doors are closed. Doors are? Even Hanumanji not supposed to enter. Only when he must answer, they say. If Krishna Bhagavan say, Prithila, I am Krishna, come, just wait for a door, sir. But if you heard your Guru's word, voice, leave your sadhana. Go to him. Only Guru's voice you must go by. No other voice under the sun you must leave for. It is difficult, I agree, but that is the right way. And how to get to it? Make it known to them slowly, that they will not think that you are pretending. That is the evil of these days sadhana, that the people try to superimpose their thought on you. The same story is given in the Bhagavatam, where Raja Parikshit went to Rishi Shringi Rishi. And Shringi Rishi was meditating. He meditated. And being a king, everyone ran to his beck and call. Everyone stood up. But when he went to the Rishi Dashram, the Rishi was so much soaked in meditation that the Rishi did not get up. And he asked for water, no one was there to give the water in the ashram because the Rishi was meditating. Then this evil came in his mind. Because of Kali, time came in his mind. He said, this Rishi can't be meditating, he's pretending. Then he took a dead snake and put it round him. Round his neck. And suddenly, Shringi Rishi's son came to know about this. And he cursed that the king must die in 7 days. And when Parikshit came to know about this, he was now thinking what he did, what evil action he did. And on the other hand, when Shringi Rishi came to know about this, he scolded his son. He said, why did you do that? Don't you know he's a king? What is there if you put a dead snake on me? What it matters? But he's a nice king. You see, a good heart will always think good. And he says, you shouldn't have done that. He's our king. And he told to that his son, he says, go now and tell the king that this is what happened. So he goes and tells the king. And the king now welcomes it again on the hand. In 7 days I got a chance to die, at least I know I have to die. Let me prepare. So that is the time, the whole Bhagavat, Shri Shukdevji told him. The whole Bhagavatam, Shri Shukdevji told him. And in the last day he got moksha. So you see our superimposition of our mind, we always think, that person is pretending. How can he suddenly become holy? We are not supposed to think that. When we see a man in a temple, when we see a man in meditation, no matter how much urgent we are, we must leave him alone. That is the rule. We must leave him alone. Even it is said, a midday enters a shrine, the police has to stand by the door until he comes out of that shrine. That mosque or a church. The police has no business to enter that thing. He must let the man finish his work with the Creator. Never mind, we know he's gone there to hide. We must wait in the doors until that will come out. So don't think it's your prerogative. What do you call that? That my wife, I am married to her, she just have to come to my beck and call. Some of the wives think like that. My husband, I am married, he just has to come and I do.